a praise, give him a praise, give him a praise, give him a praise. God can do anything. Do you believe that God can do anything today? Do you believe that he's able to do it for you? Amen. Do you believe that he's able to heal you? Do you believe that he's able to deliver you? Do you believe that he's able to raise you up? Do you believe that he's able to break the chains, amen, and set you free? Do you believe that this morning, amen? Do you believe that he can make the possible impossible, amen? Do you believe it this morning? I believe God, amen. I believe him, amen. I believe that he's able, amen, to do it for us. I believe that he's able, amen, to, man try to control it, but I believe that God is able to control it. Amen. Man is trying to come up with a cure, but God is the cure. God can do anything. He's willing and he's able. Amen. And if his will be done, let his will be done for us in our life. Amen. We just thank God. Amen. We thank God because God can do anything. I'm so touched by that every time I watch it. Amen. It just tickles my spirit. It gets in my spirit. Amen. I know that God can do anything because he's worked miracles for me. When my back was against the wall, I won't get too far deep into this. Amen. Because I know I could go on all day, and we got to go. Amen. Time is drawing near. So we're going to go ahead and get into our word of God. Amen. Acts, the 12th chapter. Amen. We're talking about Peter. Peter, amen, is now in prison. James had just been recently killed. King Herod had killed James, and he saw how excited the Jews were about the death of James, and he's trying to get brownie points with the Jews, and he decided now that he's going after Peter. So he makes plans. He makes plans to kill Peter also, and he has Peter arrested, and he's Peter surrounded by four guards, and they put him in prison. Two guards are watching the door. Two guards are chained to him. Amen. They chain his legs, make sure that he can't get away. Amen. And can't escape. But for right now, we're going to hold him in the cell because it is the time of the Passover. So now that it's the time of the Passover, amen, all the Jews will be participating in all their festivities and all the events that will be taking places. So King Herod would not have any of their attention at this time because they are focused on the Passover. But he's going to hold them. He's going to hold Peter at this time until the festivities are over and until the events are done with. And when the events and the festivities are over and done with, he plans on killing Peter. Yes, he plans on killing Peter so that he can get more favor with the Jews. And the Jews are just haters. Jews is haters because Peter is now preaching Christianity. Peter is now preaching Jesus, and the Christian movement is now is a movement that is taking power and influence away from Judaism, and the Jewish leaders are not in favor of that, and there's a conflict between the Jews and Christianity at this time, and so it's the Jews was doing all that they can to maintain their influence and their power. And so they were working with the leader, the Roman leaders, amen, to get rid of any form of Christianity. So any Christian leader, anybody that preached Jesus, they got rid of Jesus and they thought that was going to do it. But the movement kept moving, and any Christian leader that preached Jesus was in detriment of their life in that aspect. So now Herod is looking for favor. He's looking for favor, and in the midst of favor, he find that James' death, they were excited about. And now he's looking at Peter to be his next trophy for the Jews. But God, somebody ought to say, but God has other plans. When the enemy has plans for your detriment, when the enemy has plans for your demise, all you got to do is pray. All you got to do is trust God, because God has another plan for you. So we look now at the scripture, and we're looking at the fact that in our world today, in society today, society is rapidly changing. It's changing before many are ready. The COVID-19, the cases, the horrific cases are on the rise, and death is the victims are on the rise. I mean, it's just a turmoil that's going on, and we're shopping more at Amazon than we're shopping at Walmart, and now we're cooking at home more than we're visiting our favorite restaurants, and our favorite restaurants are working on half staff, if they're even opened at all. Our beaches and our parks are closed, and many companies have shifted to working at home instead of going into the office, if they're even having work at all. There are companies that are furloughing and laying off individuals and not calling workers back, even though they are participating in the stimulus package. Our worship centers have moved to virtual ministries, and our worship is not gathering at our worship centers anymore. We're bound to our homes, and in the name of safety, we are bound to keep a mask on, and if we go out into public, and we have a place that we're in a lifestyle lockdown. Yes, we're on a lifestyle lockdown. We're on an economy lockdown. We're on a sickness and a disease lockdown. We're on a detriment lockdown, and the enemy is making plans for us. The enemy is planning for our demise, and the enemy is planning for our destruction. The enemy is planning to destroy us. But I want you to just think about the church, amen, when Peter got locked up. Amen, if we can just come together and pray. While we will be praying, God will take the opposition, amen, that we're facing, and send an angel from heaven to break the shackle off our lives, to break the shackle off the economy, to break the shackle off our finances, to break the shackle off the disease, to break the shackle off sickness, to break the shackles off death. God will send an angel while we are praying. Amen. All we have to do is be obedient to the divine word. Amen. And let God lead us from bondage, amen, to opportunity. Amen. While we are praying, miracles are taking place in our lives. Amen. God is making opposition, amen, opportunity. While we are praying, God is going to blow our minds. Amen. When the church prays together, unbelievable becomes unstoppable. Impossible becomes possible. And an awesome answer will show up and knock on your door. The church prays together. When the church is praying together, glory to God. Hallelujah. When the church prays together, an awesome answer. When the church prays together, amen, amen, have to look, amen, at, first of all, the opposition. We have to look at the opposition. When opposition comes, and Newton's first law says that, Newton's third law says that when it states that every action in nature, there is an equal opposition reaction. So what are you saying, preacher? What are you saying? I'm saying that when you stay in one place, and as long as you stand still in that one place and you make no effort to move, you don't have to worry about any opposition. You don't have to worry about any force of opposition against you. You don't have to worry about any action against your reaction, or any reaction against your action. But when you make a move, that's when opposition occurs. And the greater your move, the greater your oppose. When the church is facing opposition, it makes us feel as if we're in bondage. And it makes us feel like we're chained down. Life tends to have a grip on us. And it feels like it won't let us go. Peter was bound with two guards. And two more was watching the door. Chains was on his arms. And chains was on his legs. Life sometimes have us tied up the same way. We are bound to people who are setting us up for failure. We're bound to people who don't want to treat us right. We're bound to people in a negative relationship. We're bound to people, amen, who's trying to keep us down. We're bound to folks, amen, that don't want to see us succeed. Amen. But there are others that are watching, amen, to make sure that we don't get out. Amen. We're in, amen, an environment where people are watching to make sure that we don't get free. All these negative and naysayers and nags, amen, are holding you in place. Amen. They're binding you, amen, in your place in life. Amen. But Peter was on death row, and there was no way to get free. But I want you to know, you can be like Peter. Peter had confidence. Amen. Because Jesus had already told him, amen, that he would live a long life. And he knew that he would not die prematurely. Amen. Because he believed what Jesus had told him. Peter, amen, in the midst of his bondage, in the midst of being chained up, in the midst of being locked up, in the midst of being in a dark, amen, dungeon, amen, Peter could sleep in confidence. Amen. Peter could relax and rest. Amen. Because he believed that he had a destiny. Amen. And his destiny was before him. When life has you bound and you don't have no place to go, look to Jesus and pray. Because Jesus have already prayed for you. The church is praying for you. And all you have to do is operate in your faith. Let go and let God. Amen. He will provide an awesome answer. Amen. All you got to do is just trust God and trust God for his awesome answer. God will give you an awesome answer. Amen. And after you get over your opposition, the next thing you got to do, amen, is be obedient to the word. Amen. Because in the midst of obedience, God will give you that awesome answer. As we look at Peter, amen, while the church was praying, the Bible says there was an angel appeared. And when the angel appeared, amen, he said, told Peter, amen, to get ready. In other words, amen, when God sent his angel, you will know, because he will brighten the dark place in your life. He will disturb the norm. He will shake off the shackles. As the songwriter said, he will break every chain. God, angel, will loose you from the negative naysayers and the nags. God, angel, will leave you and guide you from the bondage to freedom. Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so did Peter. And so he did. We're talking about Peter. Peter was to get ready. Amen. And we have to get prepared. In other words, amen, we must be ready for something to happen. Amen. Are you ready for something to happen? Get ready for something to happen. COVID may have you bound, but something is about to happen. Your finances may have you bound, but something is about to happen. Your job situation may have you bound, but something is about to happen. Amen. Sickness may have you bound, but something is about to happen. Your relationships may have you bound, but something is about to happen. Look to somebody in the house and say, something is about to happen. Oh God, the angel that showed up in our house, amen, there's a light in this place, amen, something is about to happen. God, angel, is saying, get ready, in the words of T.D. Jakes, get ready, get ready, oh, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, amen, we got to get ready, amen, because something is about to happen. He has you bound. But he will loose you. Amen. The enemy has you bound. Amen. But he's going to have to loose you. The enemy has plans for your demise. The enemy has plans for your destruction. Amen. But God is about to cancel the enemy's plan, because God is going to direct your life. Amen. Obey the instruction of God's angel. Amen. He has been sent to lead you, amen, from opposition to opportunity. God will provide an awesome answer. Amen. When the church prays, amen, when the church prays, God will provide an awesome answer. Amen. God will provide an awesome answer. Amen. When the church prays, amen, God will provide an awesome answer. Amen. And when we move, amen, from opposition and we're being obedient, that's when we'll see opportunity. I'm almost done. Just bear with me. I'm almost done. That's when we'll see opportunity. Amen. And one thing I love about my God is when he's providing a rescue mission. when he's loosing your bonds. And when he's breaking your chains. When he's changing the course of your life. When he's interrupting the enemy's plans. When he's raising you up. You'll be in the middle of the miracle. And you can't believe your eyes. You'll be in the middle of the miracle. And you can't believe your experience. You'll believe, amen, you can't believe the position you're in. When you're in the middle of the miracle, you can't believe the power that you have. When you're in the middle of the miracle, you can't believe your opposition is now opportunity. Lord, how did I get here? I didn't have no way out. I was locked up, chained up, tied up, wrapped up, amen, and tangled up. Amen, but you blessed me to get free. I came from poverty, amen, but now I'm in prosperity. Amen, how did I get here? Amen, I came from sickness and disease to healthiness. How did I get here? I came from lame to walking. How did I get here? I come from dumb to talking. How did I get here? I come from blind to seeing. How did I get here? I was in the middle of the miracle. Amen. Didn't realize I was the miracle. Look to your neighbor and say, I was the miracle. Amen. But it's divine. Amen. It was divine. Amen. Amen. And how you, amen, was in the middle of the miracle. Amen. And you didn't recognize that you was being used by God. Amen. To touch your body, to touch your lips, to touch your legs, to touch your eyes, to touch your, oh God, your soul. Amen. To touch your mouth. Amen. And help you. Amen. To touch your finances, touch your household. Amen. Touch your job, to touch your church, to touch your community. Amen. Whatever. Woo! When you're in the middle of the miracle, I didn't see it, God. I didn't see it. I didn't see the miracle. I didn't understand it. Amen. But like Peter, amen, I had to shake myself and come to myself and recognize that it was God who saved me. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. Somebody ought to shout, thank you, Jesus. Somebody ought to shout, glory. Somebody ought to, oh, hallelujah, give him a praise. When you're in the middle, when you're in the middle of the miracle. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. And when you have, amen, a chance to be a witness. Amen. When you have a chance to testify. And what the Lord has done for you. He picked me up, turned me around, placed my feet on solid ground. Amen. God will provide an answer. When the church pray, amen, all we have to do is come together and pray. And God will provide an awesome answer. Amen. And a miraculous answer. An answer out of the ordinary. An answer like not before. Amen. God will provide an awesome answer. Amen. I want you to know today, when Peter made it to John Mark's house, amen, and he knocked at the gate, amen, the church was still praying. And while the church, amen, was praying, the answer was knocking at the gate. While the church, amen, was praying, Peter was knocking at the gate. We must realize, amen, when God is answering our prayer, amen, we must realize, amen, when God is providing the answer. Sometimes, amen, God has already provided the answer, amen, and we're still knocking, and when he's still knocking, amen, and we're still praying, amen, God is providing the answer, amen, and prayers are going up, amen, and God has provided the answer. It's knocking at the gate. The answer is trying to come in. The answer is trying to give us deliverance. The answer is trying to make us have joy. The answer is trying to give us peace. The answer is trying to give us grace. The answer is trying to deliver us. The answer is trying to heal us. The answer is trying to make a way out of no way. The answer is trying to be a bridge over troubled waters. But we're still praying. We got to put ourselves in a place where we can receive the answer. Amen. Rode, amen. The slave answered the door. Amen. And when she went to the door, by the way, Rode, amen, in Greek is rose. Amen. When Rose went to the door, amen, she got excited because she seen Peter. Amen. She recognized it was Peter at the door. Amen. She recognized it was Peter. Amen. And she got so excited. Somebody ought to get excited when God give you the answer. She got so excited. She didn't even answer the door. Amen. But Peter was still knocking. She got so excited. Amen. That she went back to tell what the Lord has done. Amen. She got so excited. Somebody ought to be excited to tell what the Lord has done. Amen. She went back. Amen. To tell the rest of the church, oh, the answer has come. Amen. And the church didn't even believe her. She said, oh, Peter's at the door. Amen. And they said, you must, amen, be crazy. You done gone mad. You're out of your mind. But I need some out of mind people. Amen. On the social media with me. I need some out of mind people on the website with me. I need some out of the mind people listening to me. I want to be out of my mind because I believe God has provided the answer. God has provided the answer to COVID-19. God has provided the answer to the death that's all around us. God has provided the answer, amen, to the economy situation. God has provided the answer to all the sickness. God has provided the answer, amen. God needs some out of their mind crazy folk telling somebody God has provided the answer. You mad, Rode? You mad? You've lost your mind. You don't know. You don't know what you're talking about. You've seen an angel. It's not Peter, amen. But Rode, and I like this. I like this because Rode was a young slave. And why? Why is that important? Why? Why did Dr. Luke, amen, let us know that Rode was a slave? Well, it really wasn't nothing about the slavery, but it was more of the church leaders was so busy running the church meeting. and the members was focused on the service. And while they was caught up in the prayer meeting, the humble Rode was the one to get the answer. Somebody don't get that. It was the humble one, the lowest one in the building. They all was in the prayer meeting. But the one that was the most
humble, was the one that went to answer the door. It was the humble one that heard the knocking. It was the humble one that received the answer. Everybody won't get it. Everybody won't receive it. Somebody won't believe it. But the answer is at the gate. The answer is knocking at the door. They might call you crazy. Amen. They may say you're seeing things. Amen. But be like Rhode, amen, and stand firm on your blessing. Amen. Be like Rhode and know what you know. And know that you know. And know why you know that your answer is already knocking. And receive your answer. They will soon see for themselves. Amen. They will soon go, amen, and see for themselves. Amen. And hear the testimony of Peter. Amen. Telling them how miraculous God has saved him while they were praying. God was moving while they were praying. God was delivering while they were praying. God was motivating while they was praying. God was set free while they was praying. God was breaking chains while they was praying. God was leading while they was praying. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Death. Death is everywhere. COVID's taking over. But God has an awesome answer. In my close, over 2,000 years ago, there was a prayer by the number one church member. And he said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done." It was an awesome answer. We were bound by sin. But there was an awesome answer. He hung, bled, and died. It was an awesome answer. I'm feeling good this morning. He rose on the third day. Somebody ought to say it was an awesome answer. And I'm so glad the story didn't end right there. But he ascended into heaven. It was an awesome answer. God sent his angels to set us free. It was an awesome answer. Man couldn't do it. We needed an angel. From the heavens, God sent an awesome angel. Jesus is the solution. Jesus is the problem solver. Jesus is the answer. When the church prayed in the upper room, there was about 120 up there. And when they prayed, and when they got on one accord, amen, the church, amen, received an awesome answer. Amen, it came as a mighty rushing wind. It lit up on them with cloven tongues of fire. The Holy Spirit is the awesome answer. Amen, ain't that all right? Amen, if you have the Spirit, you have the Son. If you have the Son, then you have the Father. If you have the Father, then you have the answer, an awesome answer. You ought to tell somebody, I got an awesome answer inside of me. I got an awesome answer all over me. I got an awesome answer delivering me. I got an awesome answer in my soul. It's come to me. to lead me and guide me into all truth. And I'm going to follow. I'm going to follow it. I'm going to follow the answer. Because it's going to take me from bondage. It's going to take me from bondage. Amen. And give me, amen, opportunity. Amen. And set me free in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Glorify you, God. Oh, thank you. Hallelujah. Cut off, Hodge. Cut off, Hodge. Cut off, Hodge. Cut off. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. An awesome answer. God will give us an awesome answer when the church prays. Most Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come, oh God, filling your presence, God. We thank you now. Oh, God, all over the land, God. Oh, God, we praise you, God. We lift you up. It's you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your mighty presence. We thank you for your word on today, God. We thank you, oh, God, because you are God. We thank you for salvation. Oh, God, we don't ask for anything at the moment. We just want to praise you because we know that you are the answer. Oh, God, and we just want you to, God, just to continue to cover us, cover your people all over this place. Oh, cover us all over the land. Oh, God, touch, oh, God, everyone that's under the sound of my voice. Anoint their house, anoint their home, anoint their family members. Oh, God, cover them from COVID and 19. Oh, God, we ask, God, that you just see about them. Oh, God, and those that who have contracted the disease. Oh, God, we know that you are a healer. Oh, God, and we believe you for the answer in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, those that, oh, God, have died and gone on, God. Oh, God, we believe you. Oh, God, oh, that you will comfort the rest of the family members. Oh, God, because you are the answer. Oh, God, and we pray now, God. Oh, God, that you just keep us. Oh, and that you deliver us. Oh, in the name of Jesus. We walk by faith and not by sight. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. If you're listening to this message, and it's touched your heart and you don't know God, if you don't have a relationship with him, if you haven't accepted him as your personal savior, we now invite you to come to Christ. Amen. Wherever you are, you don't have to be a part of this ministry. You don't have to be you can be part of whoever ministry you like. The whole point of this is to bring you into a relationship with Christ. Amen. We ask now that you just pray this prayer with me. I believe that Jesus was born of a Virgin Mary. Amen. I believe that he walked on the earth. I believe that he hung on the cross and died for my sins. I believe, amen, that he rose on the third day with all power in his hands. Amen. I believe that he ascended and sit on the right hand side of the Father. Amen. And I believe, amen, that he's there making intercession for me. Amen. The Bible says if you believe it, if you say it with your mouth and believe it with your heart, amen, that you are saved. I declare now, if you believe that and you said that, amen, I declare that you are saved. Amen. And I ask, amen, that you just continue, amen, to walk with him. Get into your word. Read your Bible. Amen. Find a ministry, amen, a Bible teaching ministry, amen, that will grow you in his grace. Amen. And we just want to pray, amen, that God will give you an awesome answer. Amen. Until next Sunday, amen, pray for us as we pray for you. Amen. The benediction, may our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen, be with you all. Amen.